Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, and we are preparing for the 2024-2025 cross-country season, talking to head coach of the Pella Christian boys and girls cross-country teams, Mike Bukite, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach Bukite, thanks for joining us, and crazy to believe that we're already getting ready for the upcoming season of cross-country.
You bet. The fall sports is a fun time of the year. Kids don't necessarily want to be coming back to school, but routine is good. For anybody at any age. So, and fall sports is, the weather is just a pretty awesome time of the year as well. So by the time we wrap this season up, of course, we're dealing with lots of colder weather, but yeah, it's been fun stepping into this part of the school year, getting the school year started with all the new faces.
And one thing we got to talk about here is early season practices have gotten underway, and you guys couldn't have gotten a much better start weather-wise. Usually when we're talking this time of the year, we're talking about trying to find ways to keep the kids cooled down. And at least for the first week of practices, the weather has been rather friendly for you guys this year. How much of an advantage do you feel like that's kind of given you to get the kids out and get them started at least this year, knowing that inevitably we'll probably warm back up again, but at least just getting the opportunity to get out and not have to worry about the heat?
Yeah, that's a big advantage. I think, you know, us old grizzly veterans that are used to watching the warmth happen this time of the year can appreciate, and even the upperclassmen appreciate having the cooler weather. But just a lot of the new faces, like in our sport, especially when it comes time to sending kids out on runs, and whether it's in the morning or in the afternoons after school, when you're dealing with the heat, while you're trying to still figure out this running thing and how to breathe when you run, and you know, soon here doing races in the heat, is quite different than when you have easy conversational runs and it's 70 degrees out. So yeah, I think I don't think it's the not knowing part that the kids don't even realize that the weather is favorable, and I should pleasure this while I can, because it's not going to last. I'm sure here in the next week or two, we're going to see some hot weather.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian cross country teams, Mike Bukite. And before we touch any more on those practices, let's take a look back as we kind of preview this season. The boys squad, they just made it to their third straight trip to the state meet up in Fort Dodge. It's been a tradition of success here as of late for the Pella Christian boys cross country team. As you guys kind of prepare for that, what have been the preparations like for that group? And knowing that you just lost two of those top 10 guys this season, what have been the preparations, knowing that this group kind of knows what it takes to get to Fort Dodge?
Yeah, there's some good experience within the team, so that at least there's a subset of the kids that are thinking about that as their end goal. A couple of years ago, we were doing everything we could to encourage the kids to think past conference, think past that state qualifying meet. So it is a fun to know that there's, you know, another, you know, point of motivation for the kids and in trying to compete at the highest levels. And some of that, you know, too, plays out just with the particular meets that we've chosen to participate in. Unfortunately, we fell short with our girls team getting to the state meet last year, even though we had Jacqueline Holmes and Bailey Voss both run up there. So that was a good experience. And yeah, we'd like to think we're in a good position to see both our boys and girls teams participate at the state level again this year.
You talked about the girls team. That was where I was going to go next year. Just talking about them, you alluded to it, 2022, the girls team makes it to the state meet. And unfortunately, 2023, the girls falling just shy in what was a very loaded field last year at the state qualifying meet. But you did get those two individuals back. You'll have one of those individuals again with the team this year. What have kind of preparations been like on their side of things as they try to make the return trip to Fort Dodge and see where they can stack up?
Yeah, on our girls' side, we're excited for the number of new faces that are joining the team this year. We do feel really good about, some of those girls that filled our three through seven spot in our depth of our varsity team last year. Didn't necessarily finish the season quite like we would have hoped with some of those particular girls, but you know the one big change or one big difference that I feel really good about this season is we did more summer training things this year than we've done in my past five seasons as we were coming into the fall. So we're just coming in a better place. We've also got just some really good freshman talent that are joining the team as well. So we'd like to think that some of the girls that are on the team beyond Bailey Voss, some of the upperclassmen like Julia Schmals and Maisie Minders and Greta Voss and Erica DeBrine's a senior now, just some of those girls, we do feel like they were right on the edge of being some big contributors to what we were trying to do last season. And really think they're going to be, some strong performers for us this year. And we're going to have some really nice depth to our team. If I can mention some of the freshmen coming in as well, plenty of people know Bailey Voss because of her accomplishments at the state track meet in the spring, which was exciting for that whole team to experience that. Bailey is certainly a big leader on this team. Now she's a junior. But her younger sister, Chloe Voss, is joining us this year. So that's exciting, not to put much pressure on her, but she's very capable of performing well. We've got Kyla Skibau that also really was the fastest girl on the middle school team last year as an eighth grader. So she's been looking really good. Haley Renz chose to join us this this fall as well. She's going to be a solid performer for us. Amongst some other freshmen that are looking pretty good as well. So I think we're going to have 7 to 10 girls, I think, that fill some key spots and will compete well for us over the course of the season.
And you mentioned some of those names to watch on the girls' side. And, we're always grateful when there's a lot of names to mention, right? On the boys' side, there's going to be names that will jump out to people, obviously, with Sawyer Minders. He was the top runner for the boys all season last year on that team that made it to their third straight meet. You also got a guy like Deacon Branderhorst who's been up top there, and maybe a Logan Gallagher as well. If you could just maybe tell us some of the names on the boys' side that may not be as prominent right now because they maybe weren't a part of that top seven, or guys who are freshmen coming in that people we'll get to know here very soon as we get into the season.
Yeah, some upperclassmen that I'd like to make mention of. I mean, on the boys' side, what's a bit different is the boys, as many people know, with high school kids, they just go through a maturation process that's drastically, changes, especially some boys, you see it from their freshman to sophomore years. Other boys, it's their sophomore to junior year. And certainly all the way through the senior year, there's just, as you look at the number of kids that participate at the state level that are juniors and seniors, is a pretty heavy percentage on the boys' side. So Eli Hoxbergen continues to train hard. He's a senior on this team, as well as Clay Lauterbach. Both of them have been looking really good in practice. And then as you look at some of the returners, some of the underclassmen, we have a very talented underclassmen group. Paxton Bauma is a junior on this year's team. He was a big contributor for us last year, so we're expecting some big things out of him. He just works hard and plugs into what we're trying to do with our program. So there's three freshmen that are sophomores on this team, with Will Vandenbosch, Hudson Meixner, and Griffin Stoltz, that we expect all three of them to be huge contributors to what we're doing this season. You can already see it in what they did in summer mileage and how they've been looking in camp during our camp week and during 2-a-days. So again, we just feel like, this is probably one of those teams where it has some nice mix across all four grade levels. We never quite know what to expect from our freshman group, but we did have, Joel Pagani, finished second in the Little Hawkeye Conference as an eighth grader last year. He was running for Oskaloosa's middle school program. So he's attending school here at Pella Christian. So we're looking forward to see where he fits into the mix as well. So I think he's going to be a nice contributor to our team, and certainly not to leave anybody out. But there's just a lot of good depth around our boys team. but it's not a senior laden team. So while we've got some talented seniors, what's exciting about the program and where it's evolved to is when you start spreading some of that talent across two or three or four grades, you just know that some of that continuity just carries over from year to year, and it allows kids to, you know, potentially perform well in the conference meets and state qualifying meets, but also at the state meet course in November. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting fall. You know, what's interesting is there's a couple teams that have been powerhouses in 2A that are now moved up to 3A. So Des Moines Christian won the boys and girls state cross country meet last year. They're running 3A this year. So we'll let our friends across town at Pella High take care of that matchup. And then Williamsburg boys and girls have been in the running for state titles multiple years as well. They've been on the top edge of 2A the last several years, and they've tucked themselves in as one of the small schools in 3A. So never hurts to let a few of those programs and schools that are growing in size to move to the upper class and allow teams like us to step into some of those top spots in the state.
Absolutely right. We're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian cross country teams, Mike Bukite here. One thing that I know we touch on every year, and we've probably even mentioned some of their names, is talking about the Eagle Leaders, which I know play a big part in not just what happens during a meet, but also practices, just helping lead this group. So if you could just tell us a little bit more about this year's Eagle Leaders and what has you excited about this group.
Yeah, last year we had a very senior laden group. We had five boys and six girls as our Eagle Leaders, and they were all key contributors. But this year, the team dynamics look a little bit different. 30 of our 43, 44, 45 kids are freshmen or sophomores. So within our ranks on our girls' side, we actually have one senior girl on the team with Erica DeBrine. For whatever reason, that particular class, we've only had a single girl in that group. So Erica's a senior this year. She's a girl that I know well, having coached her in soccer as well as cross country. But she's just a very good, genuine person. She's become a little more vocal than where she was at in her younger years. And then we've pulled in three of our juniors, Bailey Voss, Julia Schmaltz, and Maisie Minders. Have been a part of the program all the way dating back into middle school. So we've got four Eagle Leaders on the girls' side, all very awesome young ladies, just very good leaders, and are all positioning themselves to have a nice strong season from a running standpoint as well. And then on the boys' side, we've got a collection of seniors with Clay Lauterbach, Nate Patterson, who is just Nate and Cameron. Dykstra both were recognized for an FFA project that was profiled on WHO and up at the state fair. So the two of those as senior, and then Deacon Branderhorst and Eli Hawksberg, and I already mentioned as some of our solid runners along with Clay Lauterbach. So our theme for the year is be me, be us. So we want to certainly welcome everybody as an individual and all the unique talents and God-given talents and characteristics that each of the kids have, but also be us in terms of some of the culture that we've established the last several years. And we feel like these Eagle Leaders will do a nice job of helping lead this group.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian cross country team, Mike Bukite. And before we wrap up too, one thing that we talked about in years past is just kind of the numbers game. We're kind of sitting around the same number of athletes we had last season for the cross country team, give or take either way the equation there as to where we were from last season. But as you kind of get ready for the season, what has you most excited about the numbers that you've seen come out here for a sport that is pretty physically demanding and for your guys' group has almost two to three times the amount of runners that actually score and place on varsity spots?
Yeah, I like the size of this team for us to be mid-40s. That's about one in every six kids that go to Pella Christian are part of at the high school level or part of our program. We're seeing some really nice sign-up numbers again at the middle school level, even higher than what we had last year with the with the seventh grade group that's now eighth grade. But yeah, on our girls' side, we've got somewhere around 16, 17 girls that, so on any given meet, we'll not only have a nice varsity seven, but we've also got seven that are vying for contributing for points on the JV teams as well. And then with more depth comes more opportunities for kids to challenge each other and have, you know, pacing partners for different training activities and even just on easy runs, having a good conversational partner that, so, I mean, when you take like our girl side, we started several years ago, we had three girls out and trying to field a team score, with five runners. Now we've got, you know, 15, 16, 17 girls on the team. It just, rounds out the team a lot nicer and gives us a lot more depth at the same time. So it just creates a different kind of a community feel to our team as we show up at a lot of the meets and, you know, bring more than one school bus to town. So it's shaping up to be another fun season, similar to the numbers we had last year.
It'll be a fun year indeed, and we're hoping for trip number four for the boys. We're hoping to send more than just individuals here for the girls this year. Regardless, Coach Bouquet, always appreciate your time and always appreciate getting to talk cross country with you here about Pella Christian's cross country teams most specifically, but appreciate these conversations.
You bet. We wish all the Marion County area teams success this fall. It's just a fun time of the year and a new opportunity to see a lot of new faces come into the mix and let the community support these kids that put a lot of time and effort into things that they love to do.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Pella Christian Cross Country teams, Mike Bouquet, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.